So,
okay, here we go. We're in the Rambam, the ninth chapter of Hilchos Sederim, Halacha Yud Dalet. But again, discussing issues of the language that you use will determine exactly what is prohibited with the neder or the shvua. Hanoder minho anovim, a person makes a vow not to have grapes, then mutar b'yayin is allowed to have wine, because wine is not grapes. Vafilu hechodosh, even freshly pressed wine, which tastes very much like grapes. We don't go after the taste, we go after the name, and wine is a totally different name than grapes. Mina zeisim, what if a person prohibits himself to benefit from olives? Mutar b'shemen, he's allowed to benefit from oil. Mina tamarim, if he prohibited himself from dates, mutar b'dvash tamarim, he's permitted with date honey. Min hasisov nios, person says these are poor quality grapes that are left over on the vines in the fall, and you make vinegar from that. So those are these late grapes. So if you make a vow not to have the late grapes, mutar b'chomet sisov nios, you're permitted to have the vinegar that comes from those grapes. The reverse now. Minayayin, if he prohibits himself from wine, mutar beyein tapuchim, he may have wine, apple wine. It's because regular wine means wine from grapes, but a cider or something like that is not wine. Minashemen, if he said he's not going to have pleasure from oil, mutar b'shemen shumshim, he may benefit from sesame seed oil, because regular oil is olive oil. Mina dvash, if he said, I'm not going to have honey, mutar b'dvash tmarm, he may have date honey, because classic honey is understood as bee honey. Mina chometz, person said he's not going to have vinegar, mutar b'chometz esovnios, that fall product vinegar is okay, because that's not classical vinegar. Mina yorok, if he says he's not going to benefit from a green vegetable, mutar b'yarokos, he's permitted to have, one second, which different greeneries here?
Vegetables that grow on their own, is the translation.
I guess wild greens. Wild vegetables, because that's a different type of green vegetable. So I guess a regular green vegetable is what's commonly grown, and the wild ones not. Birako sada. These are items that have a modifier with them. So that's not the classic thing we prohibited. He only made a netter from the type of article without that modifying term. Anything similar to that. Tesvav, hanoder minaksus, a person says he vows he's not going to benefit from clothing. Mutar basak, he can wear a bag, like burlap bag or whatever, sackcloth. Ubiria, or a type of a curtain, it's a very thick garment that's not really tapered or anything. So ubachamila, and also chamila, that's a very thick type of
sheet
that protects you from the rain. Okay, in other words, they're not garments, even though he may use them as a covering, but it's not a classical garment, so it's not usher. Mina bais, he said, I'm not going to benefit from the house. Usher balia, he's also not allowed to benefit from the upper floor. Shalia b'chlala bais, the upper floor is part of the house. On the other hand, not bina aliyah, but if he vowed not to have from the upper floor, mutar b'bais, he may benefit from the house, because the house is not including the upper house. Umin hadargesh, if a person says, he won't have benefit from the little step stool that you climb onto the bed. He says, I'm not going to benefit from that. Mutar b'mita, he may benefit from a bed. But mina mita, but he says he won't benefit from a bed. Aser b'dargesh, he can't benefit from dargesh. Shehu kamo mita katan, it's like a small bed. Therefore, it's included in a bed, while a bed is not included in a dargesh. Tazayin, hanoder shlo yikonis labayis, a person says, I will not enter this house. So from what point can you not enter? Hareza aser minho agaf, he already cannot enter from the agaf. The agaf is the door where the door frame and the door hits the thing that stops it. You know, the thing in the middle where the door can't go any further. What's that called? What's the English call it?
just says door frame.
Door frame. Okay, fine. The door frame. Okay, velifneim. From the door frame and within, but including the door frame. What if he said, I'm not going to this city? You may enter the tchum, you may enter the within the 2,000 square amas area, but that's not yet considered a city, but he may not enter the ibura, the city, that is the 74 amas, 70 amas and 4 tvachim to each side, that's called the ibura, like the pregnant part of the city. I don't know what the English will call it, but it's like very close to the city limit as opposed to the Tchum Shabbos, which is much further than that. Yud Zayin, Hanoder Haniyah Mibnei Ha'ir. Let's say, guys, I will not have benefit from anyone who lives in the city. So who's included in that city? Includes everyone who lives there, and Uba Adam V'nishto Shem Shneima Sarchodesh, person now has been living there for 12 months. Harez Oslo and Semenu can't benefit from anyone who's been there 12 months. That's considered a Bnei Ha'ir. Pachas B'gan, anybody who's been there for less than 12 months, Mutu may benefit from him because he's not yet considered a Ben Ha'ir. But if he says a different term, Noder Miyoshvei Ha'ir, he says not from a citizen of the city, but someone who's living in the city. That's a lesser term. So Kol Shesham Shom Shloshim Yom, Aslanus Menus. Long as the person is living there 30 days already, he's considered a Yoshvei Ha'ir, and you cannot benefit from him. Pachas B'gan, but less than 30 days, Mutu, you may benefit, and he has no connection with the city at all. Yudches. A person makes a vow not to benefit from water that is flowing from a certain spring. So, you cannot benefit from any of the waters that nurture, any of some streams or tributaries that nurture from that. Even, I guess, and the commentators, even that they're a little bit higher in elevation than the spring. And it goes without saying, the ones that are flowing from them and they are below the spring. Okay, even though the name where the water is, the name of those tributaries have a different name, they don't have the same name as the spring. It's called the so-and-so river, Ube'er Ploni, the so-and-so well, but Ve'ein Malavin, but they don't accompany L'shem Amayin Hagadur, to that spring to have that name, an accompanying name.
So
you said
the same
word. One second. Vein, again. Vein malavin osam l'shem amayin hagodur hovui korum. Why is it osir v'kol? One second. Oh, so he's saying, let me say the whole sentence. Even though they have a different name and they're not called after the well, they don't have an accompanying name for this enclosed spring, still holy karm, since it is the primary source of their water, aser bakol. Then you can't have any benefit because it's really the water that's coming from that is going in these places.
It's communal water, isn't it?
That's not necessarily. But he's just saying, but it's feeding from it, so therefore it's aser.
So the Don River goes into Lake Ontario that goes into the St. Lawrence. So he said, I'm not going to benefit from the St. Lawrence.
I don't know if know if this St. Lawrence is getting from that or the other ones from the Don River.
It eventually is.
I don't know.
But how much compared to what goes into the St. Lawrence?
Very little.
I don't know if it's.
This means like it's the main source. Yeah.
I would say that this spring is producing the water into that. What if he says I won't benefit from a particular river or from a particular spring? Only those rivers that are called by its name, and that's it, and not from the water. From before he was saying, in the beginning, said, I won't have any benefit from the water that comes from this spring.
Right.
Okay, so the water goes to another river, it's Usser. But now if he lists by name, I won't benefit from so-and-so spring or so-and-so river, then that's what's Usser, nothing else. Yutes. Hanoder miyorde hayam. Principal vows, I will not benefit from seafarers. Mutar biyosher basha. So therefore you may benefit from people who are landlubbers, because people who live in the land are not considered seafarers. What if the reverse? He makes a vow not to benefit miyosher basha, those who live on the land. Then usser miyorde hayam. He can't even benefit from the seafarers. Even though they are going in the middle of the ocean, because Shiur Dehayam, Bichal Yosher Yabosha. Those who are seafarers, they're included as the landlubbers because they will eventually go back to be in the land. The end is they go to the dry land. Well, the people who aren't seafarers, if you're going to prohibit from seafarers, the people of the cities are not seafarers. Now, here's a very tricky line here. Noder me roe chama. So I don't know how your English translates it, but he says it vows from those who are seers of the sun.
Seers of the
right?
sun.
Who see the sun.
Who see the sun. Now, very interestingly now, Osir besumim. He is prohibited to benefit from the blind people. Whoa. They're going to figure that certainly wouldn't be. Yeah, they don't see the sun.
See the sun.
Well, because we have to know what his intent was when he said it. So when he, scoffed, when he made the vow, his main intention was Elam Emisha Chamaroso, meaning someone that the sun sees it. He didn't say Min Haroim. He didn't say from those who see the sun, right? So therefore, who does the sun not see? Fish. And that's who, he meant to say those who are not seen by the sun, and that's only fish and anything else. Okay?
That's it?
So I'd rather those are the ones that are permitted.
That's right, words, that's
he's
it.
Saying
it's
those
just
who
fish.
See, who the sun sees them, everything. Sees all people who are standing on the ground, right? But fish that are below, so then that is
permitted. So all animals
permitted.
Do that.
Could it be. Another interesting type of line. Nader Mishore Rosh makes a vow not to benefit from black-headed people. So what does that mean? Yeah. Well, what he means is males. That's a code word for a male.
Black-headed?
Because
males?
Most males grow hair that have black hair on their head, and they're black-headed. So therefore, Osir Bakarachim, he may not benefit from a bald guy. Ubalei Sovos are older people who have white hairs. Umutter benashim ktanim, but he's prohibited to benefit from women and little children. Because shchore rosh is a code word for adult males. Okay, he's saying men, sometimes they reveal their heads, sometimes they cover their heads. It's hard to describe them, right? You can't call them people who cover their heads or reveal their heads. We call them black-headed, because most of them have hair that's black on their heads. Women are not supposed to reveal their hair. So their heads are always covered. Women are called mechusei rosh. Their heads are covered.
But in the place
children reveal their heads, they're called golui rosh.
Yes.
So adult males are called black-headed. All right? But on the other hand, v'imdarkam likro shkoi rosh akol, but if you called everybody, if the custom there is called everybody blackhead, then osir bakol, then you're pretty fine. So again, a clear indication, only the way the language is. And that, the custom in that place, that's how we follow.
So if it's a black hat community, that's different.
Whatever the guy means, you know, sometimes you call Haredim Schwarzes.
Really?
Some places call them Schwarzes.
Really? I've never heard
if you'd
this.
Ask
you ever
a,
heard
if
this?
You ask a secular Jew, they call,
but have you ever
they call
heard
them
this?
The blacks.
Oh,
yes.
Sam, you ever heard this ever?
Yes.
Sam?
Yes. Okay. Chav.
Mark?
Nader Mishov Se Shabbos. A guy vows not to benefit from people from those people who keep the Shabbos from desecrating it. Wonder who he's referring to. So Usr Bistral Ubikusim. Prohibited benefit from Jews and Kusim.
They have to keep the Shabbos.
That's before we found out that they were phony Jews.
Phony balonies.
Well, and they're phony balonies, that's not it. But pre-phony baloney.
Well,
they
had
to keep the Shabbos. Nadar me ole Yerushalayim. He makes a vow not to benefit from those who are obliged to go to Jerusalem three times a year.
That's everybody.
Usr Bistral. He's Usr Bistral. But umutter bekusim.
Because they're not obligated.
Because shalom niskam. What do you mean? Elamisha mitzvah of lal shalom. Someone that's a mitzvah to go to Yerushalayim. And even though Kusim were commanded to go to Yerushalayim, Aliyas Aregel, but they don't do that mitzvah because they hate Yerushalayim, they chose Har Grizi, and there were those people, they just don't go. Now, what about Vanodim if they know? Of course, I'm not commanded from Noachides.
Oh boy.
Mutter Yisrael, he commanded from Jew, even though a Jew comes from Noach, but that's not what he means. Kasheini Krem B'nei Noach, Elisharvas, we only refer to other nations as B'nei Noach. That's what the meaning is. You know, technically, we are B'nai Noach, but again, that's not what is meant.
Whoa. Chav Aleph, so B'nai Noach, we're not talking about people who keep the Shavuot Mitzvot.
It could be they're not keeping it. Doesn't matter. It's a goy. Any goy is a B'nai Noach. A yid is not a B'nai Noach. Chaval, if Nader Mizera Avram, he vows not to benefit from those of the seed of Avram. Mutter Bivnei Yishmol, he may benefit from the descendants of Yishmol, Ubnei Esav, and the descendants of Esav. Veina Usser Ella Biyisrael, only from Yisrael. Why is that? Because not everybody is considered a Zera Avram. Shenemar, it says, Ki v'Yitzchak Yikare Lecha Zara, in Yitzchak will be called your seed and not in Yishmol. Bar Yitzchak Amar LeYaakov, Yitzchak said to Yaakov, V'yitin lecha, I'll give you as Birkas Avraham, but not Esav did not get the Birkas Avraham. Again, another chafes, a counterintuitive way of describing people. No other minarel, the guy vows not to benefit from those who are uncircumcised. So now you'd figure, well, I guess it depends. I guess if a goy circumcised himself, then he can't benefit from him. Right? And let's say Jew.
No, you can benefit from
it. You can't. No, I said if a goy again, he says, yeah, nader min harelim. So he could benefit from Jews, and if a goy was circumcised,
he could benefit from it.
Or let's say right. Jew did not, you couldn't benefit
you
from
think,
it.
You think.
But he's saying no. Aser b'mule goyim, even a circumcised goy.
Forget it. No.
Is aser. One second. One set umas ha'olam. It should say umas ha'olam. So that's what it means. Areli means goyim, even if they are circumcised.
Yes.
That's
Umutar
the point. Umutar b'Israel is permitted to have Jews who didn't circumcise themselves. Let's say he's a hemophiliac or something like that. All right. The opposite, noder min ha'olam. He vowed not to benefit from those who are circumcised. Then aser b'arale Yisrael. He's prohibited. Even Jews who did not get circumcised, Umutar b'mulayakam is permitted, non-Jews who circumcised. And here's the point. Shaina Orl Kurum, we call Orla uncircumcised, only means L'shem Goyim, period. Shenemar Kichol Goyim Arelim, Goyim are considered uncircumcised. Ve'en Kavonasol said, Elam Ishu Mitzuval Mila, it only means someone who's commanded on the Mitzvah Mila. An Orel is one who wasn't commanded on Mila. A Mol is one who was commanded on Mila. Volnishen was still, and that's someone who's not commanded. So again, that's what he meant, as opposed to the specific interpretation of what the words exactly said. Chav Gimel, Hanodri Yisrael, a Jew vows not to benefit from Yisraelim. Also, Aser Begerim is prohibited from benefiting from Gerim, as opposed to Zera Avraham, would be mutter in Gerim, says the commentaries. On the other hand, if he makes a vow, mina Gerim, mutter be Yisrael. He can benefit from Yisrael, because Yisrael is certainly not a Ger. Hanodri Yisrael, he makes a vow not to benefit from Yisraels, but what is a Yisrael? Still it includes, Aser B'Kaim Levim, includes Kaim Levim, because when he says Yisrael, he doesn't mean an Yisrael, Lafuke Akoin, he means a Yid. Mina Kohanim Levim, what if he said, I'm going to not benefit from Kohan Levim, Mutter Yisrael. That you can benefit you, because a coin is the exclusion of Yisrael. Yisrael is not the exclusion of a coin. Hanoider mina Kohanim, person vows not to benefit from Kohanim, Mutter Levim can benefit from Levim. Levim, Mutter Kohanim. Hanoider mi Banov, a person I'm not going to have benefit from my children, Mutter Bivnei Banov, he may benefit from his grandchildren. Ubacholad Marmael, in all these situations, Ukayetzma, anything similar to that. Din ha-nodra nishba echad hu, vows and oaths are the same.
So you can't say a Kohen is from Shevet Levi?
Obviously not.
If he said Shevet Levi, that might be different. That could be different, but he did not say that.
Just going to right to the beginning of Kaf Gimel, Noder mi Yisrael asur begerim. So if you vowed from a Jew, you're prohibited.
You still, because a ger is considered Yisrael.
Okay.
A ger is considered Yisrael.
So why does it say, you mean a ger in Mutar?
But if you say, I won't benefit from a ger, you can benefit from Yisrael, because Yisrael are not ger. Ger are Yisrael, okay. Yisrael are not ger.
Okay. Yishmael had his bris at age 13.
But he's not commanded.
Wasn't commanded, which is
an issue? No, Yishmaelim are not commanded. Yishmael was, but not Yishmaelim, not his descendants. All right, we can go on. We got another 5 minutes. Similar ideas, just different types of categories, but similar idea. Perk Tes, Halach Aleph.
Perk Tes or
Perk Yud, Halach Aleph. Hanodra Nish, a person makes a vow or an oath to basically say the following. Sheini Toem Hayom. I'm not going to eat anything today. What does today mean? So that means, Eina Oser Ela Achetachshach. It's Oser until nightfall, because the day ends. Okay, whenever you set it this day. The day today is today, and it ends when the day ends, when it's nightfall. What if he says, She'eni toim yom echad, I will not eat food for one day.
Oops.
What does that mean?
24 hours.
Then Asr Me'es La'es Mishas, it's prohibited 24 hours from the moment he made the vow. So if he made a vow in the middle of the day, it's Asr till the middle of the next day.
So that,
right? That's what a day is. Today is today that the day, the yom, that the day of man. But if it's a day, you know, a day, yeah, one day rather, then it's 24 hours for that. And it wouldn't have to be, oh, well, I guess, you know, from the time he said it.
Lefik, that's what I wondered about. When he says today, does it matter if he ate earlier in that day? It
doesn't matter. I'm not going to eat today.
From
meaning
that moment
from
on.
Today
that
on,
moment on.
From today on. Lefik, therefore, hanoder sha'ani toim hayom. Therefore, if a guy says, I'm not going to eat hayom. Okay, one second. Any toim hayom. Interesting. Even though we just said it's only till nighttime. Even though when it gets dark, he may eat. The rabbi said, lo yochal, he shouldn't eat mishatishach when it gets dark, unless he goes to chacham and annuls the vow.
Ah.
And really, he should wait 24 hours. Why? Because the expression is so close to the other expression. People are afraid make a mistake. Zera, shami yishav parmacheres. Maybe another time he'll make the other vow, yom echad, one day, and he thinks, oh, it's just like hayom. Then he'll eat when it gets dark, which is not allowed to do. So since these vows are so close, the rabbis say treat the first vow like the second vow.
So he goes back to what he said.
Well, he's not going back. He's saying a rabbinic gzera.
Yeah, on top of
okay,
the...
Okay, biblically, you could eat at night. But the rabbinic gzera is 24 hours. People don't really know the difference. You say today or a day. They go to the difference. They don't make mistakes. Okay, now another type of a word. So what do we have? We have clearly, if you say hayom, it means today till nightfall. If he says yom echad, it's clearly 24 hours. Now we're going to have an expression that's in between those two languages. What if another she'ani toim yom? He says, I'm not going to eat a day. He didn't say one day. He didn't say 2 day. He said a day. I raise this up. It's a doubt what he means. Is it a day, a full day, or today? So therefore, since it's a doubt, we get strict on one way, lenient the other way. For us, it's prohibited 24 hours from this point on, as if he said one day. But what happens? What if he eats after sunset, after it's dark already, and according to one side, he's finished? Then, we don't lash him because it's a suffix. You don't lash because of a suffix. What if he says like this? Sha'ani toim Shabbos zu. Let's say it's Tuesday. He says, I'm not going to eat this week. So, Hareza Usr B'Shar Yimei Shabbos. He's Usr every day of this week. Ubi Yom Shabbos. Including Shabbos, because Shabbos is part of the week.
But Sunday.
Now, even though it may have only been 4 days, right? V'Harei Yimutter Bechav Shabbos. So the Sunday after, he's allowed to because he said, that's not this
week.
It's already the next week. But what if he says, Sha'ani Toem Shabbos Achas, I will not eat for a week.
Tuesday to Tuesday.
Then Harei Z'Osr Shiva Yom Eslais is 7 days times 24 hours from the time he said it.
How can you make it? But you can't do it. You'll die.
Well, no. They're speaking about a specific food. Commentary say a specific food. That's it, that specifically. I'm not going to have wine for a week.
Okay, that's different.
So then for that week, now is it to the end of this week? No, we say it's a full 7 days. Now, what about the in-between language? We said this week, a week. What if he says, Omar, Shabbos, I won't eat a week. Not this week, not for a week, but a week. All right? So we're not velo perish. He doesn't say lo achas 1 week, velo zu or not this
so
week. I raise
it
down. Same thing
last.
For us. Shiva Yom says he's prohibited 7 days from that food for the 24 hours. But if he machlas Shabbos, if he eats after that Shabbos, ain't a lo much friend does not get lashed, as we have explained.
Seems like if he said a week, how would you even know when he starts? A week, sometime in the future.
It would start now. Question is,